Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebenu. FEMA says it's giving New Jersey State Police $216 million to help cover the cost of storing, transporting, distributing, and administering COVID vaccines through the end of April. The police are working with the State Health Department to distribute the vaccines, managing six mega sites to administer the shots. Ocean County Congressman Andy Kim says getting vaccines distributed as quickly as possible is the absolute top priority right now, and says, quote, "I'm glad to see these funds coming home to New Jersey to help in that effort," close quote. If at first you don't succeed, try another five times. The 15 members of the state Senate Republican caucus are once again calling on Senate President Steve Sweeney, this time for the sixth time, to put together a bipartisan investigative committee with subpoena power to look into what led to thousands of nursing home deaths during the pandemic, as well as other flawed responses by the Murphy administration. To date, nearly 8,000 residents and staff of our nursing homes and veterans' homes have died from COVID-19. It's hard to find a diner that's running 24 hours right now or running later than 10 p.m., which is the indoor service curfew. Some in the industry are wondering if the classic late-night diner model will ever return.
I don't know that we will have to stay that late. I would say maybe like midnight on the weekends, maybe 1 a.m. at the most, because I think people's behavior has changed now.
John Fatikas, owner of Park 9 Diner in Freehold, says there are days the diner doesn't even fill the allowed 25% of seating. Will you be able to watch Super Bowl 55 at a bar or a restaurant? The answer could very well be no, or at least most of it. Senator Anthony Bucco is asking Governor Murphy to consider making exceptions to the 10 p.m. curfew currently in place for indoor dining for Super Bowl and for Valentine's Day dinners as well.
You know, you have a number of people that go out to watch the Super Bowl and to close the bar at 10 o'clock and tell people that you have to go home before the Super Bowl is over is just crazy.
Restaurants currently have to close indoor dining between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Detectives with the Brick Police Street Crimes Unit continue to sweep the town streets of drugs as they've made another four arrests. The SCU has been conducting surveillance of late near the Wawa on Brick Boulevard, including yesterday, and altogether found cars where the people inside had heroin, hypodermic syringes, drug paraphernalia, and other CDS. All four arrested face a laundry list of charges. Okay, so have you seen a 2020 BMW M8? It's valued at more than $130,000, and it's been stolen from outside a home on Mimi Court in Jackson. Police said it appears that a key fob was left inside the vehicle. Somebody just hopped in yesterday and drove off in the BMW and went somewhere in Newark, according to the latest intel. If you have any information on who took it and where, call Jackson Police. In the meantime, though, don't leave your keys in the car. In sports today, the Nets visit the Hawks in Atlanta at 7:30. The Sixers host the Lakers at 7:30 as well. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow fell 284 and sits at 30,652 as of lunchtime. Weather today, a mix of sun and clouds, highs around 40, gusty winds as well up to 20 miles an hour at times. Tonight, clouds again, lows in the mid-20s. I'm Vin Ebenu on the Town Square, Jersey Shore News Network.